Lydverket på P3.
Rhett Miller, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I had last night off in Oslo, and I got to wander around Youngsgata. It was nice. Went to the Internationalen, the bar there. It was very cool. So I'm glad to be here. It's beautiful.
You've been in Norway several times now.
Not enough, but yeah. Years ago, I played Down on the Farm, the festival, and I think we came and played a gig in Oslo, and I haven't gotten to be back very much since then, but I love it here.
Do you remember anything in particular?
Well, I remember on a day off, we went out into Fjord on a boat, and it was Fred Eaglesmith, a Canadian singer, and his band also. And we were all drinking a lot of beer, and Fred and his band got naked and jumped into the fjord. And it must have been very cold. but obviously, I remember how beautiful it is, you know? It's a beautiful country.
That fjord, was that nearby Down on the Farm?
It was towards Sweden. I'm not sure.
I guess it was Iddefjorden.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It's nice there. A lot of All 97 songs have been included in several TV series.
I just saw one on a TV show before I came here to meet with you. They were showing a show called Veronica Mars, and they played two different songs of mine. I thought that was good luck, hearing myself in the hotel room in Oslo.
I guess it is. Have you noticed a new interest in your and All 97's music since then?
It's funny. It's in a way, the old 97s have always kind of been building and building, and we've never had any great peak. I mean, I guess a lot of people were excited when we appeared in the movie The Breakup recently, but I don't know that was a peak per se. So yeah. It's been good. You know, I've got a little family now. I'm able to, you know, support them and make a living doing rock and roll, and I like it.
But when it comes to songwriting, how do you balance the band and the solo career?
I let the old 97s listen to all the songs, and whatever they don't... I have an idea if it's not going to fit for the old 97s, but I let them at least listen to it. And sometimes they surprise me, and they can do a song I didn't think they could pull off, and sometimes they disappoint me, and they won't do a song that I'm positive would be great for them. Like the song Another Girlfriend. That I think I might play for you in a little bit. I tried to make the old 97s play that song because it sounds a little country, and they said no for a few records.
So it's not like you sit down and decide this is going to be a Rhett Miller song or this is going to be an old 97 song?
Very rarely. There's a song on the new record called Happy Birthday, Don't Die, and it's crazy. It's like this very weird, psychedelic rock and roll song. And I knew the old 97s wouldn't probably want it. And I wrote it as we were recording the new record. So I just recorded that, and they never got to hear it until it was finished. But that's pretty rare. I try to let them, you know, be first dibs, as they say in America, have the first crack at a song.
In an hour or so, you're opening for Steve Earle.
Yes.
One of the greats in country music. And you've also been recording with Waylon Jennings, one of the really, 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 really greats. But that hasn't been released, has it?
No, that's a strange thing with Waylon. It was not long before he died. We went into the studio. He had seen us play and become a fan and asked to record with us, which was obviously a great honor. And he's such a sweet dude, or he was. And I got to meet his son, Shooter, who's now a musician in his own right. And Shooter was only 14 at the time. And we recorded a single together, and he was talking about having the old 97s be his band on his next record. And then he fell ill and was in the hospital. And we brought the artwork to him for the cover of the single. And I'd had John Langford, who's a very great, he's in the Mekons and makes records, the Waco brothers. John painted a painting of a young Waylon Jennings with the old 97s floating around him as angels, not knowing that Waylon had gotten sick. So Waylon saw the painting and kind of shut the whole process down. And we didn't get to really... I think it freaked him out. And sadly, he died shortly thereafter, and it's just never come out. It's very, you know, it's a beautiful two songs, and he sings them so beautifully. And he was such a sweet guy about it, but the timing was rough. But now when it comes out, I think it'll be like a lost treasure.
Because it's going to come out.
We're talking about doing a re-release of the album Too Far to Care and making a bonus disc of unreleased material that would feature that. Lydverket.